America, what is happening? There are some things I just don't understand. Some are political, some social, some defensive, and some scientific. Even though I have a degree in behavioral science, I am still puzzled in why some people are doing the things they do. Take the current crime situation, for example. Why would anyone be sticking up for the criminals and trying to keep all of them out of jail? There was just a case the other day where a convicted killed was up again on a murder charge, and the district attorney did everything he could to keep him out of jail. The judge intervened and denied the district attorney's plea bargain. The enraged district attorney was said to have gone bananas. Yes, I know this is a terrible trend in some states, but one would think the district attorney would be a human being first and not want to see others be the victims of crimes by this defendant and maybe killed. I look at our beloved country and some of the former greatest cities in the world, such as New York, San Francisco and Los Angeles, and I can't help but feel if something isn't done soon, we will never be able to reverse the squalor, homelessness, and crime. I read an article talking about 6 different armed car hijackings which took place about the same time around the city of San Francisco by teenagers. They have been so emboldened by the lax criminal laws, they know they will probably be released even if they are caught by the police. Many police in some cities are afraid to enforce the law and make arrests because they don't want to get into trouble, and in some municipalities have had their protection from lawsuits removed. I, for the life of me, can't figure out who the heck would want to be a cop anymore. You hear a lot of hate speech about police corruption, but I wonder how many know there are places in this country, according to some news articles, where people who are now being hired as police are not being investigated first, and in some cases they don't even know if the police they hired were citizens. This sounds insane to me, and I hope it does to others also. When I was young and lived in Brooklyn, New York, if the cops saw a kid doing something wrong, they would kick them in the butt, scare the heck out of them and send them home. I am talking about young kids. I bet many a young child decided they didn't want this to happen again. Their parents were humiliated and the child got punished by them without any sympathy for what they went through first with the police officer. I myself had this happen to me. I was about 11 years old and set off a firecracker under some sticks on a wall. Talk about bad luck, a cop came around the wall and stopped. While he was next to me, the firecracker went off. Firecrackers were against the law in New York. He dragged me home and turned me over to my mother, who kept apologizing to him, and I caught hell after he left. The very people who support no bail and no punishment for criminals are putting their lives and the lives of their families in danger, and I can't figure out how they cannot see this. Some say they are just stupid, but I don't think they can all be. I think there are other reasons for what they do. It is pathetic watching them on television trying to validate why no one should go to jail anymore. The problems are not just with the criminal justice systems across the country. There are big problems with the military. Everyone knows, whether they admit it or not, the aim of a military is to be prepared to win a battle and ultimately a war. The object of the military is having the best conditioned people, not pursuing a woke agenda and weakening the force. As far as conditioning goes, I heard most people are not in good enough shape to get into the military. Then there is the problem of our giving away all our weapons. First, we leave many billions of dollars worth of weapons in Afghanistan for no reason, then we give away many of the weapons we need to protect ourselves to Ukraine. I want to see them helped, but not to the extent we damage our armed forces. Some of the weapons we gave away will take years to replace, if we can even afford to do that. When we talk about China, if we consider them such a danger, why were we funding their lab at Wuhan at the time of the COVID outbreak? I never understood it. If the lab was developing pathogens, why were we giving them money? Does this make any sense to anyone? Another thing, even if the COVID virus didn't come from the lab, but it sure looks like it did, why did we allow all that unchecked Chinese travel here for a time? It was as if they were trying to spread the disease on purpose to this country. Before anyone says no country would do that, I have to remind everyone they are the chief suppliers of fentanyl to the Mexican drug cartels who send it here. The fentanyl drug deaths for 2021 were reported as more than 106,000. Even with this staggering number of deaths, we continue to let this stuff pour over the border, so I have to ask the question, why? One would think the people who make the policies would have a conscience problem with all these deaths, but it certainly doesn't seem to bother them. Shame on them and on anyone who has the power to stop this and just doesn't. Along with the drugs pouring over our border, are millions of people. We have no idea who any of them are in many cases, and we welcome them with open arms, and when they are put on buses and sent to our bit cities, they get a cell phone in some cities and a big handshake. They are shaking hands with people who could be terrorists and are breaking the law even if they are not. We are setting ourselves up for some big terrorist tragedy. I just don't get it anymore. The downside to what is happening is so terrible there can be no future advantage to this. One of the things which was pointed out was the fact religion is fading fast, and with this, so is the respect for human life. I firmly believe this and can only hope we see a reversal of this in the future.